Before we go on, I would like to introduce to you my fellow musicians, or my friends. I think that's easier. This is Roberto Pereira at the Paraguayan harp. He is from Uruguay. Then comes Nelson Zuleta from Venezuela, and he's playing the cuatro.
Thank you.
Juan Areco from Paraguay at the lead guitar. And my name is Hilda Luisa, and I come from Cuba, and I have been in Miami for 22 years. We are all from Miami. And we are very happy and very proud to be, to have been able to come together in a country like the United States. Thank you. We will be going now to Venezuela. We will be doing a sort of salsa. It is not precisely salsa, but for lack of a better term, we will call it salsa. It's salsa a la Cañaveral. And it is a song from the 19th century that has been brought to this time by a very important Spanish-American singer called José Luis Rodríguez. The name of the song is Amalia Rosa.
Dos palomitas volando, a la Guaira volverán, a la Guaira volverán. Ay, pero a Maracaibo cuando
de Maracaibo salieron.
Dos palomitas volando, a la Guaira volverán, a la Guaira volverán. Ay, pero a Maracaibo cuando María me dio una cinta y Rosa me la quitó. Amalia peleó con ella porque Juana, porque Juana, porque Juana se enojó. María me dio una cinta y Rosa me la quitó. Amalia peleó con ella porque Juana, porque Juana, porque Juana se enojó.
Ya se juntaron las cuatro, que son las que quiero yo.
Amalia, 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 Amalia Rosa. Esa es la que yo me llevo, esa es la que yo me llevo por ser la más buena moza.
Amalia, 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 Amalia Rosa.
Esa es la que yo me llevo, esa es la que yo me llevo por ser la más buena moza.
I can't hear you. Louder.
Ese puñal,
ábreme por un costal, pa' que vea mi corazón, pa' que vea mi corazón, ahí con el tuyo retratado.
Toma, niña, ese puñal,
ábreme por un costal, pa' que vea mi corazón, pa' que vea mi corazón, ahí con el tuyo retratado. María me dio una cinta y Rosa me la quitó. Amalia peleó con ella porque Juana, porque Juana, porque Juana se enojó. María me dio una cinta y Rosa me la quitó. Amalia peleó con ella porque Juana, porque Juana, porque Juana se enojó. María me dio una cinta y Rosa me la quitó. Amalia peleó con ella porque Juana, porque Juana, porque Juana se enojó.
From Colombia. The name of the song is Bésame Morenita.
Morenita. irme de esa morenita, que me estoy muriendo por esa boquita, tan jugosa y fresca, tan coloradita, como una manzana, dulce y madurita. Está diciendo
que mira, no sea goloso, que chupa, que es más sabroso, y
dale un abrazo a tu morenita. Está diciendo
que besa la condenada, que amor sin condisco no sabía nada,
y dale un abrazo a tu morenita.
Mírame,
quiéreme,
bésame morenita. Mírame,
quiéreme,
bésame morenita. Pa 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 pa.
Bésame morenita, que me estoy muriendo por esa boquita,
tan jugosa y fresca, tan coloradita,
como una manzana, dulce y madurita. Está diciendo
Que mira, no sea goloso, que chupa, que está sabroso, y dale un abrazo a tu morenita.
Que me está diciendo
que besa la condenada, que amor sin mordisco no sabía nada,
y dale un abrazo a tu morenita.
Mírame,
quiéreme,
bésame morenita. Mírame,
quiéreme,
bésame morenita. Mírame,
quiéreme,
bésame morenita. Bésame morenita, bésame morenita, bésame morenita. Song. We're going to be doing 12th Street Rag. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll come next year. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Good night.
All right, just give them another hand, please. You know, at this 34th annual Florida Folk Festival, we do aim to please, and certainly this group is a terrific crowd pleaser, and I would say the highlight of the whole festival. But you all are greedy, so let's don't be greedy. You've had 3 days to hear them, and yet we want more and more, but that's human nature. Now, we have come all the way from Jacksonville, and they have been impatiently waiting backstage, a very fine gospel group, the Versateers with the Reverend Robert Brown. Let's clap them onto the stage.
Good afternoon. Is everybody happy? Good. Ladies and gentlemen, it's indeed a pleasure for me to introduce to you the Versateers Singers of Jacksonville, Florida. To my farthest left is Mrs. L.V. Starling. Let's give her a hand. Next to her is Miss Belinda Berry. And next to her is Mrs. Artie Brooks. Next to her is Mrs. Barton. Last but not least, Reverend Robert Brown. Now I would like to turn the program over to the Versateers. And I'm quite sure that after sitting under these great artists' voice, that you will say that surely music have charms and there must be heaven somewhere. Let's give them a big hand.
Thank you very, very kindly. And at this time, we have enjoyed, first I must say that we have enjoyed ourselves immensely. This is our first time being here, but we have enjoyed it so much today. And I don't know how we're going to follow that beautiful act that just left the stage. But I've always had a theory. If I had to go into battle, I don't care who it is. If I know I'm fighting a losing battle, I'll try. But just, we want you to think just seriously with us just for a few moments, because we know that had it not been for God, we would not be able to enjoy all of it, because he owns all of this beautiful music that they produced. They're not producing it on their own. They are producing it because God has given them and has allowed them to use that talent. And for that, I'm sure that they are grateful. We are very, very happy with what he has given us. And what he has given us, we're going to give it to you just as he has given it to us. And we're going to just go right into it by telling you first, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how Thank you very, very kindly. Unfortunately, at the last moment, our musicians were not able to come, but we have been saying all the time that we should never forget from whence we came. We started without music. The old Negro gospels and spirituals, they were born without music. They started in the cotton fields. So you know they didn't have any music out there, but they did make music, beautiful music with their mouths. So if you just go along with it, and we don't mind if you pat your hand. We don't mind that. We like that too. We're going to bring to you at this time, it's a biblical story. I'm sure that each of you have heard something about Noah. He was the one to build the ark. And friends, I'd like to drop this with you, and don't forget it. This is a message. This is a message that we need to pay a little bit of attention to it now, because there won't be water, but it will be fire next time. So let us take this a little bit serious. I don't want to break your mood, but I want to give you something that you can take home with you. I want to give you something that you can think on tomorrow and the days to come. There is going to be a gathering after a while. So we take a little lesson from Noah. He built the ark, and God is saying to us now, let us love each and every one. Love each and every one, even as he loves us. So now, let's listen at this time to "Oh Noah, God's Gonna Ride on the Raining Tide." Oh Noah, oh Noah, oh Noah, God's gonna ride on the raining tide, singing, "Oh Noah, oh Noah. Oh Noah, oh Noah, God's gonna ride on the raining tide." Well, well, brother Noah, hear my God talking. He's gonna ride, ride on the raining tide. Well, stop still, children, and listen to me. Well, God, he walked down by the mighty sea. He saw that evil was a sinful man. He declared that he would destroy the land. He spoke to Noah, and Noah stopped. He said, "Look here, Noah, won't you build me an ark? Won't you to build it big and strong? 3,300 cubic long, 30 feet high, and 50 wide. I want it to stand the rain and tide." Singing, "Oh, oh, Noah, whoa. Oh Noah, oh Noah, God's gonna ride on the raining tide. Well, 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 brother Noah, hear my God talking. He's gonna ride, ride on the raining tide." After God told Noah what to do, then Noah, he began to cut and hew. The ringing of the hammer was judgment. The ringing of the saw was sin and repent. 100 years he hammered and sawed, building up by the grace to God. After the foundation was laid, the timber was cut and the ark was made. Then he called in the animals two by two. He called the ox, the camel, and the kangaroo. Then he called in Japheth, Ham, and Shem. Then God began to flood the land. He raised his hand to the heaven on high, struck the sun and the moon from the sky, shook the mountains, he started the sea. He hitched the wind to his chariot wheels, he stepped on the land and he stood on its shore. He declared that time wouldn't be no more, saying it, "Oh, oh Noah, whoa. Oh Noah, high. Oh Noah, God's gonna ride on the rain." Thank you. Thank you. And at this time, friends, we are going to go a little further and tell you that 99 and a half just won't do. We've got to make 100 to see it through. 99 and a half won't do. And this song is led by Mrs. Myrtle Barton and her daughter, Ms. Belinda Berry. Let's give them a great big hand.
My heart is fixed to run. 97. 98.
I don't wanna be late.
99.
I've got to make 100.
99 and a half.
I've got to make 100.
99 and a half.
I've got to make 100.
99 and a half.
I've got to make 100.
99 and a half.
Oh, 100.
99 and a half.
Won't do
99 and a half.
No, it won't do 99.